these are weird people on the other side. They want to take books away. They want to be in your exam room. That's what it comes down to. And don't, you know, get sugarcoating this. These are weird ideas. Listen to them speak. Listen how they talk about things. Listen to how your previous guests were right. Like you said, they've told them that they shouldn't talk about race. They can't help it. It is built into their DNA because there is no plan. There's no healthcare plan. There's no healthcare plan. There's nothing to do on this. They want to take away our alliances and leave Russia to do whatever they want. Look, they are bad on foreign policy. They are bad on the environment. They certainly have no healthcare plan. And they keep talking about the middle class that, as I said, a robber baron real estate guy and a venture capitalist trying to tell us they understand who we are. They don't know who we are.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, July 24th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1282. During his address to a joint session of Congress, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended Israel's war on Gaza and condemned American protesters as Iran's useful idiots. Netanyahu portrayed the war in Gaza as a clash between barbarism and civilization and declared, "We will win," saying, "Our enemies are your enemies, our fight is your fight, and our victory will be your victory." Since October 7th, Israeli strikes against Gaza have killed an estimated 39,000 Palestinians, injured another 90,000, and nearly all 2.3 million Gazans have been internally displaced. More than 50 congressional Democrats declined to attend the speech in protest over Netanyahu's handling of the war. Republicans, meanwhile, criticized Kamala Harris's decision not to attend and preside over the joint session in her role as president of the Senate. Although she was attending a previously scheduled gathering of the historically black sorority Zeta Phi Beta in Indianapolis, Republicans still called the move a disgrace and accused her of putting politics above the U.S. relationship with Israel. Republicans, however, did not attack J.D. Vance, who also had a prior commitment and did not attend. Moving on, Democrats adopted rules to choose their presidential nominee via a virtual roll call vote. The voting to officially nominate Kamala Harris, who has already amassed enough pledged support from delegates to win, will begin online on August 1st. At least 3,180 of the nearly 4,000 Democratic delegates have already endorsed Harris. The party wants to officially nominate its presidential and vice presidential candidates by August 7th to avoid the possibility of litigation over ballot access in Ohio. House Speaker Mike Johnson and other top Republicans, meanwhile, warned their fellow members of the GOP to stop making overtly racist and sexist attacks against Harris. When she's nominated, Harris will be the first black and South Asian woman to be a major party nominee. The warning from the GOP follows a series of comments by Republicans focusing on Harris's race, as well as accusations that she is a, quote, DEI hire, a reference to diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, and an obvious racist dog whistle. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign filed a complaint with the FEC, arguing that the Harris campaign can't take over the Biden campaign's $91.5 million war chest, even though the money that was raised was authorized for both Biden and Harris and shares the same entity as their joint campaign depository under federal election law. Trump's campaign called it a violation of campaign finance contribution limits. The Harris campaign responded to the FEC complaint, saying, "Republicans may be jealous that Democrats are energized to defeat Donald Trump and his MAGA allies, but baseless legal claims, like the ones they've made for years to try to suppress votes and steal elections, will only distract them while we sign up volunteers, talk to voters, and win this election." And finally, nearly 40,000 people registered to vote in the 48 hours after Joe Biden announced he was suspending his reelection campaign and endorsed Harris. Vote.org said 38,500 new voters registered, the largest number of registrations in a 48-hour period this election cycle, and an almost 700% daily increase in new registrations. Of the new voter registrations, 83% were from people aged 18 to 34. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.